I'm out in the field on Fisher's Island in the parade grounds. It's a blue day, Sunday, September 24th. I have with me Adam Mitchell and Will Almeida, both from the University of Delaware, both working quite a bit with the Fisher's Island Conservancy here on Fisher's Island. We've just returned from an autumn bird migration survey. Adam, if you could just tell the Fisher's Island community a bit about that.
The Fisher's Island Conservancy, for the past, 3 years now, we've been doing spring and fall migration counts to get an idea of what kind of species of birds are using the island as habitat, not just for the spring and fall migration, but we've also continued this on into the summer for a breeding bird count as well to figure out what birds are staying on the island and raising their chicks here. We go from one end of the island to the other, 15 total points, each a half mile long, that encompass a diversity of habitats found on the island. And we count the number of birds we see, the number of species of each bird, and what birds are considered to be rare, threatened, or endangered.
Explain to folks how this ties into the conservation work being done in the parade ground area.
So one of the big things we've been trying to do, part of the parade grounds, is also part of the restoration projects near the airport, has been trying to provide habitat for grassland birds, trying to restore habitat that have been impacted by invasive species, as well as a loss of available habitat from other terms of land use, like developing land. What we've been trying to do is provide a place where birds can basically find food they need in order to survive, both for the spring and for the fall, as well as provide nesting habitat so they can be able to raise their chicks and then provide food for those chicks as well.
We've been out in the field now doing this for the last 3 years, I think, both in spring and autumn. What can you tell individual property owners based on this bird count and invasive plant species?
One of the big problems when trying to provide habitat for birds is that birds need food. Big issue with them trying to find food is the food they're looking for are usually caterpillars. This is especially true during the summertime. During the fall, they're going to go for caterpillars in the spring, the remains of berries in the spring, mostly berries and seeds during the fall time. All these caterpillars, berries, seeds, these all depend on native plants. So these invasive plants don't necessarily have the same nutritional content as native plants. They don't provide the same kind of food for caterpillars to be able to develop. You have invasive plants, you won't have caterpillars, you won't have the fruit that's necessary for these birds to complete their migration. In that case, you won't get the birds. So what we recommend is for folks who want to have birds in their habitat, or at least seeing birds on their property, you want to be able to have an opportunity to provide for native plants.
Will, we were out there today in several different spots on Fisher's Island. Explain to the listening audience how we actually listen for the birds, sometimes more often than sighting them.
Birds can sometimes be very secretive and actively working within the foliage of a tree to pick off insects to eat. So sometimes it's very difficult to spot them. When they vocalize, it can be very distinct and easy to differentiate them from another type of bird. The other factor is when they are flying from tree to tree, they become visible for a short period of time. Sometimes it is just very difficult to visually spot the bird.
It's been so great going out with the group. I learned so much. It's like learning a foreign language for each bird species. But I think folks need to know too how great on a small stretch of island that it's so possible to actually do that. Get out and hear the different bird calls, actually see the species, and coordinate the sound with the view.
You're kind of using a different part of your brain, you know, exercising a different muscle. It's pretty simple. We just spend 5 minutes at a spot, so it really doesn't take too much time. We spend about 3 hours visiting 15 spots, from coastal to prairie to residential to habitats that are inundated with invasive vines to managed properties. So it's very easy to get out and enjoy the birds and experience a diverse group of habitats and birds.
What were some of the diverse species we heard and saw today, and how many perhaps we can guesstimate in total this year?
About 47, 48 different species of birds that we've encountered in the fall migration. Among these birds, there are some ones that are of particular interest. The sharp-tailed salt marsh sparrow being one of them that is considered to be a state-threatened bird in New York and in Connecticut as well. So it's a very exciting opportunity to see that bird using Fisher's Island as a place for its habitat, both as a stopover site and hopefully in the future when it comes back through in the spring, might even consider this area as a potential place to stay during the summertime to breed. Another species that we ended up seeing today, actually quite a few warbler species. Warblers are a very important group of birds in this area, mostly because they are species that are called gleaners. They pick caterpillars and various insects off of the vegetation, and they're very much tied to that availability of native plants, because they need the native plants plants to produce the bugs that they basically feed on. So we've seen species today like northern Perula, we've seen prairie warbler, we've seen common yellowthroat. We've seen species of warblers that are dependent on these native plants and the native insects to survive.
We saw a thrasher.
Yeah, we actually caught all three types of mimics that you could for this area. A brown thrasher, a northern mockingbird, and there are an unbelievably vast number of gray catbirds. Brown thrasher is a really secretive bird. It was actually very quiet today. Beautiful sharp eyes, a strong curved beak. It was an awesome, awesome finding.
Adam Mitchell, Will Almeida, I want to thank you so much for always returning to Fishers Island and helping the Fishers Island Conservancy. This is Justine Kibbe reporting from the field.